28-year-old freelance journalist Christopher Hallen was killed when fighting erupted between opposition and government forces in Kaya, Central Equatorial State, along the border between South Sudan and Uganda in 2017. The South Sudan Information Minister and government spokesman Michael Makuei leveled Hallen as a white rebel killed in clashes. Makuei later changed the narrative and said Hallen was killed in crossfire as government troops fought to repulse the rebels. The U.S. Embassy in Juba issued a fresh statement today, renewing its calls to the government of South Sudan to investigate the killing. Maulik D. Burkana is the public affairs officer at the U.S. Embassy in Juba.
Today marks 5 years since the death of American journalist Christopher Hallen, who was killed on August 26, 2017, while covering clashes between the South Sudan People's Defense Forces and the Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition. The U.S. Embassy renews its calls to the government of South Sudan to conduct a credible inquiry into Mr. Allen's death and to share its findings with Mr. Allen's family.
Berkana says the government of the United States is deeply concerned about press freedom in South Sudan. He says the embassy has witnessed the recent and ongoing detention, harassment, and kidnapping of journalists just because they were doing their job of informing the public on what is happening in the country.
The job of a journalist is to report on what's happening, to investigate, to find information, and to share that information. This is the job of a journalist, and this is a key function in a democratic society. Citizens deserve to know what's going on. And in a country like South Sudan, the role of journalists is even more important, especially on radio, where sometimes it's hard to travel or to get to remote places. So the role of journalists in South Sudan is critical. The citizens know and deserve to know what's going on.
Berkana says press freedom is essential in a democratic society, especially in a country like South Sudan, where the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement is ongoing. He says press freedom allows journalists to report on differing viewpoints from across the spectrum of South Sudanese society.
You have a process that's happening that really requires inclusivity. So the U.S. would like to see an inclusive process with the peace process, and we realize that journalists have a key role in that. You know, and again, the role of journalists is to investigate, to find information, and to share that information. The population deserves to know what's going on. They deserve to have access to information to make informed decisions.
Berkana says the American government would like to see the South Sudan respect and protect journalists and ensure they can do their jobs without interference. Since South Sudan's independence in July 2011, freedom of expression has been severely restricted, with journalists and media practitioners either detained, harassed, or even killed in line of their duty. The government and its supporters say the media environment has improved in recent years. But journalist Manyuan Mayan Manyuan, who works for SawaSawa, the South Sudanese online news agency, disagrees.
The first thing that I would want to underscore is that the media fraternity of South Sudan is still challenging, though it is not compared to the previous 3 years or 5 years ago. The journalists attacked in the line of duty. For example, recently you might have learned of the DOA journalist who was arrested during a civil protest that was concerning the cost of living in town. So all these kind of things, they amount to really a challenging environment for journalists.
When contacted for comment, Michael Makuei, the South Sudan Information Minister and government spokesperson, says there is nothing to investigate regarding Hallen's death because he was in the country illegally when he was killed.
As I said last time, we have killed a white rebel. This man, when the rebels attacked Kaya, he came with them. Whether he was a journalist or not a journalist, he was in the line. And in the course of shooting, he was shot. He entered South Sudan illegally, came and participated with the rebels. and attack Kaya, and he was shot like other rebels who were killing Kaya. The only thing we did was to sympathize with his condition, and we brought his body and handed over to their embassy here when they identified that he was their man. Now, this is the point. Kale, you have to investigate. Should we investigate the rebel as to why did they attack Kaya, or what do they want us to do? You see, these are people who are just saying the impossible.
Even if journalists complain about restrictions, detention, and harassment, Makwe says that reporters in South Sudan are enjoying the same freedoms as journalists in other countries in the region.
Our journalists here are the only people here in the region who are enjoying full rights. However, the VOA, with their journalist who was arrested, did a mistake. They decided to employ a journalist who is not registered with us, claiming her to be a freelance journalist. So when she was arrested because she failed to produce an identity card to identify that she is a journalist. So she was arrested among the demonstrators because the demonstration was without license. The journalists are already protected. The journalists are required to conform. They are required to conform because we are giving them all the necessary protection. But it is when they disobey and decide to go their own way that they fall into crisis.
Earlier this month, the South Sudan National Police Service arrested Ding Magot, a freelance journalist who contributes to Voice of America's South Sudan in Focus program in the capital, Juba. Magot was later released after spending 8 days in jail without charge. For VOA News, I am Deng Haiding in Bor.